Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Daf Hashvuk Subis. We're learning Daf Pei Tes. Pei Ches. And we're going to begin from Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis. The two dots. Savar Rami bar, on the bottom. Savar Rami Bar Chama. So this is going on the Mishnah that says, Eidachad Me'ida Shehi Peruha. She has to swear. So Savar Rami Bar Chama L'meim Rashua Derai. So that if an Eidachad is made that you... where the ksuba was paid up, you have to swear a shvud rice ksiv. L'yakam eidecha b'ish l'chal avinu chachatas. L'chal avinu chachatas u'dei nekam, you can't be made on an avera to be mechayev a malkis or misa, avul kamu l'shvua, but he could be made to be mechayev yeshvua by mamin. V'amim ar, kol makam r'shnayim ar yechayev ma'isa mamin, wherever two people be mechayev you mamin, echa mechayev yeshvua. So Amarava, shtei shuvas b'davar, same as last week, chadu d'chal nishbam, shavitar nishbam, v'lem mishalmim. They're all shuvas are always nishbua to pat you from paying. And she's swearing to be able to take. So Mamela, you can't swear on that. To make the Baal comfortable with the fact that that she's been machash the aid. So Amarav Papa, or now we just got to Pechas. Ibikehu Maisla de Shua Deraisa. If he's a Bikeh, he could make her swear Shua Deraisa. How? And what's the Nafkamina, she says? Because you say a shame and or Kinoi, and you have to hold a Sefer Torah. It's a little bit interesting because Rashi before, on the previous again, top of his Zayin Bay, said that Shua Deraisa the Nafkamina is that Lema Pchinila, you can't be Mapachad on the other person. So it's funny why. It's funny that he didn't say this over there. Anyway, so Ibikehu Maisilashud, right? So Yovlik Subasaba Pichat Sahada, he pays her ksuba in front of one aid. The Samach Sahada Kama Sahada, so then you put the two aidim together, the one that testified that he paid the first time and the one that testified he paid the second time. So now you have two aidim that, that was paid up. And he therefore says that the money I gave you the first time was a milva, and that's not a kriya shiva kakaris anymore. Now it's a milva pass. So now she has to swear shua deraisa about that. And it's a shua deraisa because she's patering herself from having to pay back. So it's a shua deraisa on both counts. How could you bring the two eidim together? Each one is talking about something else. So it's true, together it ends up being that there are two eidim that this amount of money was paid, but that's it. There's no, you don't have two eidim on two events. So you have to have both of them present at the second payment. And then, so then you can use one of those. So two of the Edom that together, they testify that it was paid the second time. And then one of them goes and says there was also an additional payment the first time. So that first time turns out is just a hava. It wasn't the actual payment to the ksuba because the real payment to the ksuba was the second time. And if I lent you money, you have to swear. And it's not cheap because you're a kokayas. And it's also you swearing to pat yourself and paying back. Maskal Ravashi, Akati Cholam Beik Subis Avoy. She could say maybe there were two Ksubis. So Al Ravashi Hu Dumay Deluhu. You have to make a pronouncement when you're paying up that this is not a payment of a second Ksuba. This is the same payment of the first Ksuba, and the other money now is a Halva. And when you make that announcement, now you can bring it to Bezdin and make a Shua Deraisa. Yisayim can only be paid with a shvua. Maman, who are they getting? Have to make a shvua to get paid up with. Milva, regular halva. The father can get paid up if he has a shtar without a shvua. In a shvua, why should they have to make a shvua? If they're taking money from other yisayim, leifer el b'shvua, like anybody who is nifra mina yisayim. Amrav Zrika, Amrav Yehuda, lo yishanu el sham yisayim amulanu abla visi prati. So it's only if the yisayim say, our father said he borrowed and he paid up. Abla amru lamru lanu abla visi. I didn't borrow at all. Then you don't allow the other person to even make a shua. He can't collect at all. So Maskal Rava Adrav, on the contrary, we have a shtar here. So if he's saying I didn't borrow, we know that's not true. And if he said I didn't borrow, it's a Haidaz Baldin that he didn't pay. Because if he didn't borrow, he clearly didn't. If he thinks he didn't borrow, he didn't pay. Ala yitmar hakei yitmar amar Rav Zrika amar Rav Yehuda lo shana lo shamru yisem amar lanu abel avisi barati. It's only when they say he paid up, that's when you have to make a shua. Abel amar lanu abel lo avisi. If they say our father said he didn't borrow, then on the opposite, nefreim shloi b'shua, you can make a program without a shua. Shekol amar lo avisi kamar lo parati dami. There's no tzadi paid anymore because of a does bought it. So talking more about him. If Rashi said b'fanav with tifra b'shua, if she's nefarash said b'fanav, she can only be gaiva with her shua. Amr avachas harabira. Ma'is b'fanav Rabbi Yitzchak mi'antochi. But Amr leishana l'ksubasisha. It's only ksubasisha that we even allow her to collect shaloi b'fanav, even with her shua. But that's a kula that we allow her to collect shaloi b'fanav. Shemchina. Aval balchayiv. Right. We want to make sure she has chen. She's interested in getting married. Aval balchayiv. Loi balchayiv. We won't allow to collect shaloi b'fanav. Rav Amram Nachman. No. Afilo balchayiv. We even allow Baal Chayev to collect Shalei B'fanav. Why? Shalei Yikol Echav Echad, Eitel Moishe Shalchaveri. You'll borrow money, Ha'ilach Yeshu B'Nizyam. You'll just skip town. Atenel Da'as V'Nei Lovin, and now no one's going to want to lend money anymore. Shimon and Rekal is mentioned to ask Tavaskubasa. Shimon and Hai, what's Shimon going on that he stated in our Mishnah that it's only when she's Tavask Suba that the Yerushim can make her make a Shua. But if she's not Tavair Suba, the Yerushim can't make her make a Shua. What is he coming to say? What is the Chiddush here that when the Yerushim, the Gemara is actually want to find a chiddush in both statements. Okay, so Reb Shimon Ahai, what's he going on? I'm Reb Yirmiyah Aha. He's going on this. When Ifrash lebefanav l'tifrei l'beshua, on this last thing, that if it's Ifrash lebefanav, she can only pay with the shua. So lo yishna l'mezayni, lo yishna l'ksuba. The Mishnah statement sounds like the matter. Even if she's collecting mezaynis, also she has to make a shua. So Reb Shimon Ahai, no. Calls mentioned to ask ksuba, say Yerushim Espin. I said, if she's being today ksuba, then yeah, then you can make her make a shua. We just turn the page. But Eina Tevas Ksubasa, but if she's not being Tevas Ksuba, what is she being Tevaya? Mezainis, Eina Yerushim Meshbiyah. So the Yerushim can't be Meshbiyah. Now, Gemara is going to have a problem that if we're talking about Mezainis, then that means he's still alive. That's not Yerushim. So why are we saying Yerushim? But in any case, let's see. We can make a look at the Chanan Bnei Kahan and Gedolim. The time, Yishal Halchim Din Sayyam, someone who went overseas, right? Shit Tevas Mezainis, Chanan and Ratishba Besaif, she can swear in the end when he comes back that she didn't take any extra. But when she needs to collect, she doesn't have to swear. She has to swear both before and after. So Shimon Kechanan, that he doesn't require her to swear to get the Mezainis, he only has to swear later if he requires her to. Rabbanu Kebnei Kahana Gedolim, that we make her swear, being that he's not around. So Mask of Lara of Shesh is, why do we say Yerushim Meshbiyah Naisei? This is relevant when he's alive. And it's a Beis Din that makes her make this Shua, according to the Kahana Gedolim. Allah Amar of Shesh is a hot. It's going on this. She went from Kevra Baila to Beis Aviyah. She chazed to Beis Chamea. V'loi nasas apitropia, and she didn't become an apitropis. Eina Yerushim Meshbiyah, I said the Yerushim can't make her swear. Im nas apitropis, and if she did become an apitropis on the Baal's businesses, Yerushim Meshbiyah, I said they could make her swear. Allah said, "Love Meshbiyah, I said Allah Shabbat." They can make her swear on the, from here on, but not what happened during his lifetime. But also, Rishon Lamer calls Meshbiyah to ask Subasa if she's being Tiberik Suba, Yerushim Meshbiyah, I said. But Eina to ask Subasa. If she's not being Tiberik Suba, then for this apitropsis, you can't make her swear. They can't make her swear. Why not? If the father who appointed this apitropis, that he has to swear, but if Beis Din is appointed him, we don't make him swear because we're worried. He won't volunteer if we make him swear. If the father appointed him, he must be a friend of the father. He'll do it anyway. The opposite. If the Beis Din appointed him, that's a chashuv thing. Beis Din trusts him. He gets honor, so he'll do it even if he has to swear. We don't make him swear because he won't want to volunteer and do it. So Shemek HaBashal, it says an apitropis that was appointed by the Aviyah Simon, which is what the wife is, doesn't have to swear. Rabbanan Kerabbanan that do require her to swear. Maskul Abaye, High Cosmic Tefas Kubasa. So it sounds like Abshimon is coming to be Machmir and Im Tevas Mibala, and he's being Makel that it's only when she's Tevea that she has to swear, not otherwise. Alam Rabaya, aha. Kosvala Nedr Shua and Liolacha and Yachal Hashbia, right? Nedr Shua and Liolacha Yoshalabam Rushus Yalachabal Yashachabam Rushusacha and Yachal Hashbia. So if he patterns her from Meshua and from him and his Yarshim and her Yarshim, he can't be Masbi, Meshbi, her Lahu, La Yarshabam Rushus, Lahi, La Yashabam Rushusai. They're all patterned from Meshua. Vasrashim Lamemer, no. He's being mechmer. As long as she's tever, ksuba yashim meshbiyah, the yashim could still be meshbiyah. Her. If we can look at Abishal ben Emirim, Rabbanan, that we had before, that Abishal ben Emirim said, "Ma'aseh shalom chachamim kol hanifrim and yisaimim."
Leifer al b'shua. So Rav Shimon kavashal that even if you patters her, he has to make a shua. Rabbanan karabbanan that you don't. Maskel of Papa. Okay, so that explains half his statement. That's the chumra. Tavas k'suba has to make a shua, but ena tavas k'suba that doesn't have to make a shua. What is that coming to say? Ma'akel emar. What does that be? Machadish. Alam Rav Papa lafuke mid Rav Eliezer v'mach l'kusay. That's coming to be a fuke from Rav Eliezer mach l'kusay, which is the Rav Eliezer that said. Rav Eliezer is the one that said that you can always make her swear even on not being an apotropos, even just on pilcha and isasa. And Rabbanan disagreed, and they said that you can only make her swear if you make her an apotropos. But either way, you can be mashbiah her kozman shiirta, at least the shuas apotropos. And Rav Shimon is coming to say, now, if she's not taver her ksuba, you can't be mashbiah her at all on the apotropos, even if he didn't pater her from a shua. He doesn't hold of the Rav Eliezer or Machal Kusay, not like Rav Eliezer or even like the Chamim that they hold that you could be Meshbiyah or Kozman Shiyirtza on her apotropos. Rav Shimon holds you can't, only on the Ksuba. Okay, have a good day and a wonderful Shabbos.